This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
A symbol of lineage, the Olympic flame. That's coming up next on the E911 Talk podcast, episode 176, recorded Friday, December 13th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Earlier this week, the Avaya office in Basking Ridge, New Jersey, had the great pleasure of hosting the Olympic Torch as it went on its tour around the world headed to the Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. The history behind the flame that's carried by the torch is a fairly simple one. As a part of the opening ceremonies, the official Olympic cauldron is lit from this flame, which is initially ignited several months earlier before the opening ceremony, and that happens at the site of the ancient Olympics in Olympia, Greece. Now, how do they keep the flame lit on its journey around the world? Well, it's actually quite simple. The exact same way we keep our networking alive. Resiliency and redundancy. Once the original flame is ignited by the 11 Vestal Virgins, using a parabolic mirror and the rays of the sun, copies of the flame are made and secured in special lanterns that are then used to transport the flame through the different elements, such as airplanes and other areas where an open flame would be problematic. Now, while many of you think that that flame never goes out, in fact it does, but there's always been a backup to reignite that flame from the original, therefore maintaining the lineage, resiliency, and redundancy. That's how we build our products. And it's really a fitting story that makes me proud to be an Avaya employee, knowing that my company not only says, but does. And we're telling the world that as the official network supplier to the 2014 Olympic Games in Sochi, Russia. You can check out my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher, where I've got some pictures of employees at the facilities taken with the torch. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Avaya. And don't forget to like us on Facebook, where you can catch out the entire history of Avaya and the Olympic torch. When you see the flame erupt in the Olympic cauldron in Sochi, Russia in a few months, think about the lineage of that fire, where it's been, what it represents, and where it's going. As many of you are starting your holiday season, I just wanted to take this opportunity to say thanks for listening. We greatly appreciate all of your input. And 2014 is going to be a tremendous year as we embrace social media and the Avaya Podcast Network even more. This and all of our podcasts has been brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Our executive producer is Jean J.T. Turgeon. Producer and Latin American correspondent is Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is Martha Beyer. And of course, the official voice dude is Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN Program and Creative Director. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Avaya_APN and check out our brand new landing page at Avaya.com/APN, where you can download all of our content. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch, wishing you a happy holiday. And as always, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.